Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. Happy New Year. Welcome to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. This is our January 5th edition, kicking off the new year like a grilling guy will. Got a cold little winter white ale here, and we're going to just ease into this new year with your on your back deck, creating a little grill envy in your neighborhood. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Happy 2019, and we're kicking it off with a little celebration from Larry Bell. It's called Winter White Ale. It's a Belgian-inspired wheat ale, and it takes care of one of our New Year's resolutions, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and what is that, to drink healthier beer?
Yeah, so we're just talking about the month of January, and everybody's got their New Year's resolutions going on. Do you have one, Jop?
You know, I don't. Most people are resolved to get in better shape, get better healthy, or more healthy, and lose weight and whatever. And you know what? I resolved not to kid myself anymore as I talk about that, but I'm never really that good at it. So I'm not resolving any of that, but I'd still like to be a productive human in society, so let's resolve to work on that. Maybe that's where I'm at.
Well, I'm pretty sure you've been very productive. Yeah, I, you know, honestly don't have any New Year's resolutions either. It was a very sublime New Year's for us. We stayed home and watched a movie, and we had a couple opportunities, but, you know, we've had so much company and so many people over that. What's really cool the last few nights is just to come home from work and have a little dinner and kind of not have anything to do.
Right.
I feel guilty. We actually, two nights in a row, just kicked back. And I can't tell you how nice it is just to be able to put my feet up and just snooze for a while. And I like at 7 o'clock I want to go to bed, but I know I don't dare because I'll be up at midnight.
Right. Yeah.
But it's just like it's so much after having this year and a half long housing project finally come to an end.
Yep.
And I got to thank you because we had so many compliments on our kitchen.
Great.
And you were the inspiration for much of that.
Well,
and
your designers. We had some fun with it, and the designers, our designers at Standard Kitchens, did a great job.
Yes.
Working with you and Maureen on that, and. You know what? You got what you wanted, and that's the beautiful part about it. And you were within your budget, so that
no, we weren't.
Well, the budget you gave us, anyway,
yeah,
right? Yeah, I wasn't charged of the overall.
No,
right. I just had
well,
the cabinetry.
Well, you know, and I also again need to plug our other sponsor, Garrett's Appliance.
Sure,
because they came in and put in a beautiful refrigerator and range and dishwasher,
vent hood.
And I hung the hood.
Yep.
And that was a trick, but because we had to tile real quick before the party, like the night before the party, I'm hanging the hood and trimming the shroud around the vent pipe,
yep.
Which is really funny. But anyway, as grilling guys and as foodies, I think anybody out there will probably agree that your cooking area and your kitchen, whether it's on the deck or the one in the house that the wife owns,
mm-hmm.
those two spots are kind of, I don't know, they're big focal points. Like, that's why I really want to do my outdoor kitchen over mm-hmm. and redo it nicely because it's just a bunch of products I have out there right now. There's no master plan to it. It's just stuff I kind of put there because I had a space and I ran a gas pipe and this and that. But I really want to put a roof over it and put my counters and cabinets in and mm-hmm. make that outdoor kitchen area finished so that it's more, I guess.
Well, I think a couple things is functionality.
Yes.
Then because
practical
things are in
is the word I was
things
looking.
Are in the right place where they as you use them, right? You of all people know exactly how you like to cook outside what needs to be where. I need counter space here. I don't need
and
it there.
And it's taken years to get that flow down, so that's nice. And that, when I design that, then maybe you can come over and give me some pointers.
Well, and that was my point, is that most people don't have years of experience, but they know what they want. So they come talk to somebody like you or me that have been cooking outside for years and have an outdoor kitchen, and even the ones that we have aren't set up right. Right. And so if you get an opportunity, if you're at that stage where it's like, all right, I want to do this right, you know, just like we designed your indoor kitchen,
right,
we can design the outdoor kitchen.
Right.
It's different.
Yep.
Okay. It's because the materials have to be different, yep, because they got to be weatherproof. But at the end of the day, the same functionality those considerations.
And I've got all that pretty well figured out. Yep. But still getting an opinion from somebody like you who's a good, I guess, planner will be beneficial. And that makes me think that maybe March, our theme for March ought to be planning your outdoor decks and kitchens.
Right.
And maybe we'll tie it in with maybe the other theme for March should be bourbon. I'm just saying, in terms of planning.
Well, I don't know. I drink my bourbon maybe in January and February. So let's move that part of it up. But
I'm just hoping that we can just sit back on my deck with a nice glass of rocks and a cigar and
figure it out
and ponder.
Right. Why not?
You know, we had my daughter Maggie's wedding, and I'm going to weave my family into the show a little bit because my daughter Emily was up for it. And for our family Christmas, she put together something called a grazing table, and I'll post pictures of that. But so she's going to be on the fourth segment. Her little sister Maggie got married last week, and we had everybody up for Christmas and for that. So we've had company like mad, and it's so weird because there's nobody now at home except me and my missy.
Oh, really?
Libby's
not living at home anymore?
Just my best girl.
There you go.
Well, she says she does, but she's never there, so it doesn't matter.
Right, yep.
So it's just me and my best girl.
Well, what, she 20 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She doesn't need us.
Right.
Till her car doesn't work.
Well, come on, you're always going to be daddy,
yeah,
right? When the time is right, you're going to be daddy. So that's something you need to do. But
you know, it's having that, I've just given you thanks because I probably texted you a number of times, but I can't tell you how much we love that kitchen. And it was you helped us so much. I'll never
thank you.
Repay that.
But
debt.
The thing that I think that we did that was made it all worthwhile was I understood how you use your kitchen, and that makes all the difference in the world with the final product. Because it's all of them are pretty to look at.
Right.
But that functionality,
right,
when you get in there and things are right where you want it,
well,
and we made a drawer for this.
And you have limitations, too.
Right.
We had that stairwell in a certain place. If I could have moved the stairwell, which is really hard, mm-hmm, you know, we could have made the whole thing wider. So we had to stretch the thing out and make it longer. And, you know, when you do a remodel, there's always these limitations that come into play. But having the ability that your company has to look at a floor plan, put it on a computer, and then just keep playing with it. Bing, bing, bing. You know, in the old days, you had to draw that stuff.
Right.
It must have taken forever. I have drawn my home things up for over 30 years by hand just because, and I'm a crappy drawer.
Right.
But that's the only way we could.
Everybody's got a crap drawer in their kitchen, by the way. We designed one of those, too. You're not a crappy drawer.
No, drawer.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a good even. I can't even make a stick, man. But so anyway, the highlight of the whole thing was we had tons of people at our house, and when people walked in the kitchen, I mean, their heads were spinning. That's how good it looks.
Great,
and that's kind of cool because
it is.
That's never happened to me before.
Right,
this is my first $1 million kitchen.
Right, right, yeah. And it wasn't quite that much, but it was close. Right,
felt like it.
No, okay. Coming up next. Barbecue Bob is insistent on us all getting healthy, and he's just trying to look for a way to jab me a little bit because I'm probably not the healthiest guy on the radio. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about some healthy recipes that you might want to learn about. Stick with us. We'll be back. Just like crazy, racking up the overtime.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? go to thegrillandguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillandguys.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grillin' Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com. Look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's S-A-F-F-I-R-E at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Happy New Year from the Grillin' Guys. We're our listening to the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. And Bob and I talked a little bit about the lack of a New Year's resolution, but many of you out there have them. And sometimes they kind of focus on your diet and exercise. Well, the Grillin' Guys, the only exercise you're going to get is walking back and forth between the beer fridge and the grill. But once you get to either one of them, we might be able to help you a little bit with some dietary recommendations. So we're going to start on the grill side. Stay away from your beer fridge. And that's our only advice there. Right, yeah.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks a lot, Jop. Good job. We are going to do a little bit of healthy grilling to keep those resolutions going. And that is the trick for everybody's keeping the resolutions.
Right.
Everybody joins the gym or buys an elliptical or the treadmill's the biggie. That's right. The best coat rack in the house.
Right.
But I have one. So let's talk about what we can effectively do that tastes good. And it's, as you'll see as the show unfolds, it's not hard if you make these certain choices to have food that tastes really good off the grill but is a little bit better for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to lean into some things like, you know, maybe grilled fish and grilled chicken or lean steaks or lean this and that. But there's still great ways to make it taste really good without feeling like you're getting punished.
Stay away from the creamy, cheesy sauces. That'll help. You know, those are generic recommendations.
Well, gravy.
But you turn on the Food Network and there somebody's making sausage gravy.
And butter and all.
Yeah, with a skillet and it's generally not the way you want to go.
You're saying so. Paula Deen wouldn't like this version of the show that we're doing?
I'm saying I don't really care.
Okay, so there is something out there called Cali Chicken. There's a bunch of different names, California, this and that. But it's a California way to make chicken, so I just call it Cali Chicken. Because kids love to call it Cali. When we were kids, we called California Cali. I don't know why. We're lazy
kids.
Americans.
Did they have California back when you were a kid?
It was just being formed.
Gold Rush, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Right. So this one's pretty cool. It's basically going to be a skinless, boneless chicken breast that you're going to marinate, and then you're going to grill it. And when you're finishing it off, you're going to put I like provolone. A lot of people put mozzarella on it.
So didn't we just talk about no cheeses and no sauces for your healthy grill, and then we're going to finish it with cheese?
No, okay. You did.
Oh,
I didn't.
I see. Okay.
You can still have cheese and be healthy. Actually, La Fromage is good for you.
Okay.
So let's talk about the marinade. I'm going to use like a 18-year from Old World Olive Company. That 18-year balsamic is crazy, ridiculous.
Yep, very good.
And then a couple cloves of garlic, a little bit of honey, and then a couple tablespoons of good EVO, and then a couple teaspoons of Italian seasoning. Now, I think it's McCormick's. There's maybe two companies that make seasonings. I get these big jugs, and help me with the name. Is it McCormick's that does those or somebody else?
Yeah, but no.
You get them at
of Italian seasoning.
Gordon Food Service. You know,
wherever,
you get the big, yeah. There's a company that does the big containers, and I keep one that just says Italian seasoning. And basically what it is basil, thyme, parsley, and oregano.
A little garlic, probably, in there too?
No, I don't think so. I think it's like four greens. It's real simple. But it's a beautiful blend, and you know better than anybody, it's the proportions on those blends, on the aromatics, that'll take you the right way or the wrong way. And, and that blend of Italian works really good. Don't try and reinvent the wheel. This just works the way it is. And then you're going to put some kosher salt in it, and that's going to be your marinade. So you're going to marinate that chicken for, I recommend, I guess, at least 12 hours, 6 to 12 hours. But, you know, people will do it for as long as they want.
Well, it depends on how much of that balsamic in there, because if you get too acidic, you can over marinate.
Yeah,
and
but
it turns into like.
But it's chicken, so it's not so bad. I mean, it takes quite a while to marinate chicken, in my experience, unless you have a really salty brine, and this one's not. So anyway, grill those chicken breasts on medium heat, and get them till they're done, like 160 to approaching 165. Throw that provolone on there, and or mozzarella, and shut the lid and put 2 minutes on them to finish that breast. Bring it up to 165 with the provolone, so it's melted. You slide them off and you put them on a platter, and then you put a slice of tomato on there, and then you put your slices of avocado on there, and then you pour a balsamic reduction. Take some of that 18-year and reduce it a little bit, and you drizzle that over the top, and it's just beautiful. It looks so good, you can't wait to eat it. And that's half of making something taste good,
right?
Is that presentation.
Oh, you eat with your eyes, you eat with your nose, and then you eat with your mouth.
Right.
Right? You're going to look at it, you're going to smell it, and then you're going to eat it, and it all contributes to the beauty of a dish that comes off this. But balsamic reductions, we should talk a little bit about that. Why? This is a balsamic is a vinegar, right? But generally they're aged for a period of time, and with that aging, they get a richness and a flavor in them. If you want to even concentrate it more, is you pour that in a little saucepan, put it over medium heat, and it'll start to boil and bubble. Simmer it lightly. And what it does is it reduces down to almost like a syrupy consistency.
You burn off the water in it is what you're doing.
Right.
So you're making it sappy.
But it's really, you know, and the beauty of this is that you can do a bunch of it and put it in a little squirt bottle or a bottle of some sort, and it'll keep for a long time. But it's a super concentrated flavor. Our friends at Old World Olive Company have a variety of balsamics available. And, boy, you reduce those down, and it really can add a punch to a dish. And there's zero fat, zero calories in
those. You
don't
put a ton of it on whatever you're serving. And the cool thing is you pour it on the plate as you serve it. So you're putting just a little squiggle line, and it's just enough to give that flavor. But it's also a really cool part of the presentation.
Yep, it's a garnish as well as part of it. But you can, you know, this chicken breast, for example, you wipe a little bit of it in that before you take a bite, and it's just a bang right on the end of your tongue when you put that in your mouth. And it's just a way to add flavor to your dish without adding calories. So if it's really a healthy condiment.
Yeah, because balsamic vinegar's like, it's such a healthy thing.
Super, super healthy condiment to put on there.
So we're going
to
post this recipe up on The Grillin' Guys. Look at our website. It's called The Grillin' Guys. On there, you'll see a search bar on the top right. put in any word you're curious about trying to find. If you want to find a picture of, put in Slender Joppy and look what his New Year's resolution.
You will there's not all like sorts that picture.
Of, there's all sorts of photos of him flexing.
Right.
And so anyway, this one's going to be called Cali Chicken. It's going to be on the front page this afternoon.
Right.
So it'll be right on the website.
Coming up next, we might have a little Rosa chicken thighs. Those are Italian chicken thighs. Stick with us.
Or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. It might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky tonk. Got a girl named she.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys. Happy New Year. It's the first edition of 2019 of the Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And here we go in a new year. And when we start the new year, we kind of set the stage for the year. And Barbecue Bob has been a little bit on a health kick and thought that there should be a little less of him to love than there was. So he's been dropping some LBs. And he's going to share with us a few of the recipes that he's been working on so that the family can still eat, and he can still continue to cut pounds.
Got to save face, don't you? Welcome back. Thanks, Jop. One of the things that is really easy to go to is chicken, obviously. And I beat this up a couple weeks ago, but actually for my wife's family Christmas party, Maureen and Emily and Maggie did a pasta bar.
Okay.
So I practiced on this chicken version. I got some beautiful Italian sausage and smoked it, and that was a hit. But the chicken went twice as fast as the Italian sausage. Riddle me this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I didn't get any compliments on the sausage, which I smoked to perfection. I got a few people saying, oh, that sausage was great. But people were going, oh, my gosh, the chicken. Oh, my gosh, the chicken. So there's something there when that many people who expect crappy basic chicken.
Well, no, come on. They're coming to your house. They're expecting perfection off the grill no matter what it is.
But you know, thank you. That's very kind of you. But you know what I'm saying. When you see, oh, we're going to have chicken, it's like your eyes kind of roll because you don't know what you're walking into.
Right.
It's either going to be a dry breast or deep fried greasy something or something they brought in from somewhere.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's been in a heater for 8 months. Well, this was just skinless, boneless chicken thighs that I marinated in that sauce I talked about a couple weeks ago, which I call an Italian blend. If you want to do this the easy way, let me give you a shortcut. Just do this. Get a bottle of a nice Italian dressing. I don't care which one it is. And then get a nice little jar of pesto. And put a few scoops, big healthy scoops of that pesto in with a full bottle of
like
Italian
a
16
ounce bottle. Well, it depends.
Yeah.
How much chicken you're doing.
Craft, yeah, whatever you want to use.
Right.
And then take a nice portion of that pesto and then blend it in with that sauce. And then what I also did was I squeezed a couple lemons in there.
Right.
And I put in 20 pounds, so I did a bigger recipe, but I put in 20 pounds of skinless, boneless chicken thighs.
One of my favorite cuts of chicken, man. So universal. Always comes out better than a breast,
really
in
hard
my opinion.
Really hard right. to screw it up.
Well, there's that.
You have to try.
Right. But it's always juicy, and it's always flavorful, and it's just a much better cut than a skinless, boneless chicken breast to me.
And it looks like white meat when you're done. People go, well, I like the white meat. Well, trust me, when you get done cooking this, you're going to look at it and go, it's just good meat.
Right.
It's not a necessarily color thing.
Right.
But so that turned out really good for the pasta bar. And I'm going to call this Turkey Burgers to Die For, only because the other turkey burgers I've come up with in the past, I was kind of happy with. And I base how well a recipe comes out based on what people say after I cook it.
Right.
So this one, I'm the only one that ate.
Okay.
So I think this is the best yet. And I haven't gotten any reviews. I'd love for you to try it and tell me if you like it.
All you got
to
do is invite me over, man. No, I'm kidding. He invites me all the time.
So anyway, this one's going to be ground turkey. And you're going to throw in a blend of things, which is balsamic, garlic, honey, oil, Italian seasonings, pepper. And you're going to marinate that in. You're going to blend that in with the turkey, and you're going to lightly mix in also a cup of panko breadcrumbs and some chopped up caramelized onions and a chopped up avocado. And you're going to mix all that together nicely. Now, don't mix it too much. It's just like hamburger. If you mix hamburger real hard and heavy, like for a meatloaf, it's going to get hard. So you have to be delicate on how you mix things in with turkey or any ground meat.
Right.
Breakfast sausage is the same way. If you work it, bread is the same way. If you work it too much, you're going to have a tough mixture.
Right.
So this is going to make you pull out some nice size clumps and just form a nice patty and grill it. And what you've done is you've put avocado in there and a little bit
Which is a nice natural fat.
It is. Yep. It is a good healthy one. And you've also got some chopped up portions of this caramelized onion that this is going to call for. You're going to reserve a bunch of those caramelized onions for your finish, but you chop just enough up. I like putting onions, peppers, olives, cheeses. In this case, we're going with avocado instead of a cheese because this is like super lean. So you've got a good healthy fat. You're still calorie-wise in good shape on this by the time you grill it.
So one of the tips that we usually talk about when we're talking about grilling turkey is to put a little oil on the grates because this is so lean that when it starts to cook, it may have a tendency to stick a little bit. So I would just take a little bit of oil or just chop a half onion out and rub the onion on your grates. Either way, what you're doing is you're putting just a little coating on there before you set that turkey on that hot grate.
Good call.
So that
if you look down on the recipe here, we're going to talk about a medium heat grill rubbed with oil. And that onion trick is I actually have the tool that holds the onion,
right?
Which I've only used a few times, but it's cool as heck when you do it.
Right.
One way or another, you got to get some oil on that grate for turkey, and that's a very good point because it will want to stick. Now, another thing on that is if it is wanting to stick on you, that means you're probably trying to pry it up a little too quick. So wait till that baby wants to release.
Right. And the other thing with a turkey burger is only flip it once if you can.
Definitely.
Don't keep rolling
Definitely.
The thing over because it will break apart.
It's not if you can. That's the rule.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
So this one's really lean and healthy, and you'll finish it off with just some goat cheese and chives and put it on a little multi-grain bread. And it's going to be super healthy. You can eat it and not feel bad at all. If you've looked at the mirror and said, man, I don't like what I see, you start making things like this and maybe you'll see a reduction.
Tell your brother to get out of the bathroom.
Maybe you'll see a reduction.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've got one more here that we want to talk about, and this one is something that's more in my line is we've got a grilled steak. And there is a way to grill a steak on the grill without it being super fattening. And largely that starts with the cut of meat.
There you go.
Right? Because
what do you like?
Well, what I like and what I want to talk about now are two different things because I'm a big ribeye guy, right? But they're marbled. And they are fat. And fat is flavor, guys. There's no question about it.
I don't find ribeye to be a salad cut anyway. It's so dense. You
right.
Know? Don't you
right.
like something that's kind of...
Yeah, maybe like a flank soft. Steak.
Exactly
is where I'm at, skirt. Is a flank steak and a skirt. They're in the same region of the animal, but they're a little bit different. But a flank and a skirt, both of them are going to be very lean. They're going to be a little sinuous in that they're fibrous.
Sinuous?
Right.
What I'm going at is
that you don't want to cook them hot necessarily. You might want to cook them on medium and a little bit slower to break that down. Because
right.
if you cook them too hot, they're going to burn, right? Whereas if you cook them a little slower, that'll break down that tissue. And then you cut them on the bias and you cut across the grain on the steak and you'll get a really, really good bite.
Unless you're going for a blackened and you're going to coat it with some Cajun on it, then you can go high,
right?
Real hot, real short time. And cut it, and then you'll have another really cool-looking bias cut. So
right.
you'll have your blackened edges, real red middles. And that's, again, part of the presentation.
Right.
If it's going to cool off on my salad, I don't like a really super rare meat.
Right.
Because then I feel like I just pulled a piece of raw meat out of the fridge.
Exactly. Yeah, you're going to want to cook it a little more, depending on what you're going to do with it.
Then I'm fighting
right?
with Zeus over it.
Yeah. You don't want to fight with Zeus, right? Zeus is loose.
So this one's going to call for whatever steak you want to go with, and I like your call on that. We're going to post it on our website. It's thegrillingguys.com. It's going to be called grilled steak, pear, and blue cheese salad.
Ooh.
So in your salad, I'm even going to point you to the right dressing because I have my favorite for that.
Right.
And it's easy to do.
Coming up next, it's Bob's daughter, Chef Emily. She's going to teach us a little bit about that grazing table. Stick with us. We'll be back.
To run and room to breathe, that's who I am, and I'll always be caught up in a country. The only way I want to be somewhere where the road ends, out there where the creek bends.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made snack foods are Better Made.
We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are going to draw the line. We're drawing the line on calling one of my favorite humans on this earth. It's Bob's eldest daughter, Emily, and she has become quite the accomplished chef. And as I understand, Emily, you had a little bit to do with the holiday menu this year. And now on the live line, it's Emily Treweiler. Hey, Emily, how are you, man?
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. I'm sorry I didn't get to see you and your darling daughters and the holiday here. It just didn't work out.
But, well, next time we'll be home again.
Yeah, that's great. Good to talk with you.
Hey,
Hey, Dad.
Hey, so let's talk about that grazing table.
Yeah, so it's basically just a really rustic, informal table where you can have a bunch of different appetizers or charcuterie, fruit, vegetables, and the idea is just to make it really colorful.
So let's set this up.
To do dishes.
So let's set this up a little bit. We have this new island in our kitchen, and it's 9 feet long. The top is a big butcher block top, and it's 9 feet long. And I just made this top, and she says she wants to come in and put brown butcher paper on it, and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
But when she got done, it was so beautiful. We took pictures, and the only thing I could add to it was Better Made potato chips.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Shameless plug.
You can add that in.
Right.
Yeah, so we like to start. I like to put down craft paper, just the brown recycled craft paper by the roll. If you put that down first, it's easy cleanup, and it looks neat. It looks rustic. If you have a really long serving, you know, wooden cutting board or serving plate, you can use that as well. But I kind of start out, I put it down the whole island, and I start with cheeses or dips that you want to put down, and you're basically laying them out, and then you fill in stuff in between. So I like to do a couple different cheeses. I'll do one hard cheese, a soft cheese, and maybe a blue. And then you can fill in some meats if you want to do some salami, some capicola, whatever you want in between. And then you just start filling it in with your favorite things. You can do breads and crackers. You can do pita chips. Anything that you want to use to dip in the dips and the cheeses. And then you fill in with veggies, fruits. And at the end, we fill in with all the, we call them Bob's favorites. So anything pickled, any olives, any pickles, any nuts. Stuff that we know Barbecue Bob's going to munch on.
Well, Toto likes them too. So there's quite a few in the family now that like the pickled stuff. My army is growing.
Yeah.
I own this butcher.
Yeah. So anyway, so the cool benefit of this is that it's all at room temperature, right? So you don't have to worry about getting anything hot. There's no cords. There's no, crock pots, if you will. And the second piece of this is a grazing table. So you don't have a lot of dishes to take care of when you're done serving, right?
Yeah, it's basically no cleanup, no dishes, and no cooking. So if you're making a meal for people, it's easy. Most of it's store-bought. You can get the dips already made. You can get, the breads already made and the crackers. And you just want it to look really colorful. So you can fill in the spaces with clementines and grapes. You can have, I like to have a bunch of fresh radishes out, cut with the stems on them. Everything just looks really rustic and no fuss.
This whole show is on healthy grilling, and none of this stuff was grilled, but this was a very healthy way to do hors d'oeuvres. When I think of parties I've been to in the past, and I won't point fingers at anybody, but we've all done it, but very often you'll see, the deep-fried thises and the deep-fried thats and the breadsticks and the pizzas and the meatballs and the wing, and a bulk of the stuff isn't real healthy. But when I look at prosciutto and capicola and salami, and if I'm going to have a meat, those are relatively decent meats other than the nitrates in some of them. But then you've got fresh tomatoes, you've got green onions, you've got sour cream, you've got some better-made vinegar and salt. potato chips. That was a little bit of a little pleasure. But you also have, I guess the cool thing was all the cheeses and a lot of great. You had brie. You had. Tell us about those cheeses you picked for this.
We had a big wheel of brie. We also had a big slab of some smoked Gouda. We put some Boursin cheese out. I mean, this is stuff that we could throw out there and not have to worry about.
So Baxter didn't even.
We were planning on doing a pasta bar that day, and we didn't want to do any cooking. So we threw everything on the table. It looked colorful. The meats were in different places. We had different breads. We had a bunch of fruits and vegetables. And I was surprised by how fast people wanted to eat the fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, the grapes went over, grapes and cheese went over together.
The grapes and the brie are great together. Emily, just quick question for you from a meat eater guy that I am. Did you have anybody that you felt like didn't get their fill on this stuff? Because this is a grazing meal. You're not sitting down with a knife and a fork and a plate and loading it up. You're going to walk by. You're going to put some stuff on. You're going to munch.
Well, that was just the appetizer.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was your meal.
No.
Don't worry, Jeff. We would take care of you.
All right.
He's panicking, and he didn't even show.
Right.
Yeah. No, we actually did a huge pasta bar that day where everyone could pick their pasta and their meat and their sauce and kind of make their own combination. So that's why we didn't want to have something that was too filling. Everyone can pick and choose kind of what they wanted.
Very good.
You could also do something like this as a centerpiece, you know, a really skinny centerpiece down your dining room table if you were to serve a meal, and people can kind of pick at it while they eat or before or after. So cool. It's not necessarily something that'll fill you up, but it's great to have as, you know, out when people show up.
Yeah, you can get that brown paper, butcher paper, whatever, right, in 12 or 16-inch widths, too, and do a skinny one like that same way.
Yeah, yeah.
This one happened to be 3 feet wide, 9 feet long, and it was... it was like a Picasso. We're going to post some pictures of how to do this, but hats off to you, Em. You've got a real eye for that whole presentation thing, and that's a big part.
It's
we
a
were
huge
talking
deal.
About that earlier.
It's a huge deal, man.
You know, instead of just plopping down something in front of somebody, when you doll it up and dress it up, right, Mama's going to want to dance.
Yeah,
that's right.
So while I have you on the line, you pulled off another little thing that. Have some of the ingredients in the fridge that you left. But talk about that pesto sauce. We did the pasta bar with all sorts of stuff on it. But the best part of it, in my opinion, was the pesto.
Yeah. Pesto is my favorite sauce to put on any pasta. You can make it fresh, which is it's really easy, and it lasts for a while in the fridge. So you're just going to use big handful of fresh basil. I like to use pine nuts and walnuts in mine because I think the flavor combo is better. You do a squeeze of lemon, some salt and pepper, some fresh garlic, pulse it, and then you drizzle some olive oil in slowly and combine it, and it'll sit in your fridge for a while.
So, but you can also cheat. But you can also cheat.
Yeah. Well, you can also cheat. You can buy it. I think there's some brands out there. If you buy it in the fresh produce section, it's a brighter green pesto.
There you go.
It tastes better than the jarred stuff. And then you just mix it with some heavy cream in a saucepan, and you've got a pasta sauce.
She heated it up with heavy cream, Job. Mm. And this was, my mouth's watering right now. I literally filled up a little cup because I didn't want the pasta.
Is this part of the 6 pounds you gained?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And
I just checking.
Well, it could have been 12. I literally sipped on a cup of that pesto sauce. It was so good. I can't even talk. My mouth's watering so bad. What is your blog?
It's my Instagram, and my handle is Emily Tree, Emily Trie.
Okay. Any of those of you who are on Instagram, she's got a lot of followers, and she always makes us a little happier every time she comes home. All right. Thanks, Emily.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Okay, hon.
Always a pleasure talking to her. She is, you know what? She's really become quite accomplished.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if she, I don't think she had to go too far from the tree to get there, right? But
well,
it's kind of cool that she's taking it on because she's doing things that this isn't grilling guys stuff,
oh,
right?
Oh, no, it's not. I mean, but that makes it better.
Right.
I mean,
right.
When I saw this grazing table, she told me she's going to do it. And like I said, I built this darn butchered plock top. I did not want it all wrapped up in brown paper.
Right.
Until I saw it.
Right. Then it was good. Coming up next, we're going to do a little taco tomato, which is the next list of healthy items you should be eating. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a manny, manny, man, a man, man, man. You are now a man, you're a man. Now you're a man.
You want to feel like a man, drop a couple pounds, you'll feel like a man. Let's eat healthy this year. Every man is required to learn some form of poker before he dies.
Yeah, why not? That's a great man law right there.
You ever play Indian poker?
No.
That's kind of fun. No. You hold
the card. Yeah. That isn't poker.
Yeah, it is.
Holding the card on your forehead and playing against everybody else. Yeah, okay. If that's your flavor.
That's just another
that's
one.
Okay. Yeah,
just
you're
another
right.
one. It is poo another poo. One. Gosh, Scrooge.
Yeah.
Glad you didn't come to Christmas.
This is poker season, though. You know, this time of year, getting together on a weeknight or a weekend night, whatever it may be, I guess, and playing poker for 3 or 4 hours. You know what? I just don't like high limit stuff.
Humbug.
I'm a guy that just likes a friendly little game. I don't want to piss anybody off, and I don't want to get in trouble with your buddies because you're taking too much of their money or whatever. It's just not worth it.
I don't know if I ever told you, but when I was in Minong, Wisconsin, I was sitting at the bar and they were having a Jack Lynx poker.
Jack Lynx jerky?
Yeah, Jack Lynx Texas Hold'em poker tournament. ESPN was filming it and everything, and I'm like talking to this guy next to me. I'm like, what the heck's going on? He goes, oh, it's Jack Lynx Texas Hold'em. It's, you know, on TV. And I go, you're kidding me. And I go, Jack Lynx is like from here? And he goes, this is Jack right here. And the guy said next to him's Jack. So I started talking with him. And
talking jerky.
Jack bought me a beer.
Well,
nice fella. Really nice fella.
Right. Well, he didn't know you
and
that
then
well.
When I left right. town, thanks. When I left town, I headed south on whatever that road in Wisconsin is that goes by Minong, one of the big trunks. And I got about a mile south of town. I looked to the left, and there's this giant factory. It says Jack Lynx on it. Right. I mean, it looked like a GM plant,
yeah.
Except this one was running.
Right, yeah.
So this is a cool, healthy recipe. It's kind of grilled, kind of not. But we call them tomato tacos. I've never made this. I just saw it online and thought it was cool as heck because I love tacos.
Right.
And I'm trying to find ways to eat them. That'll go with my new eating plan. So anyway, it's basically I used to do this with tomatoes. I would slice the top like in about 6 or 8 different serrations and until it opened up like a claw, and I'd make a tuna salad and put it inside there and then drizzle a little balsamic on there, some chives, and you got a really cool little tuna salad
right.
without, you know, real healthy. Well, you do the same thing with this, only you're going to use some lean ground beef, some red onion. This calls for a packet of taco seasoning. Nay, nay. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do taco seasoning. We're gonna just get some tahini. Tahini, I think it's called T-A-G-I-N-I, and it's a Mexican spice, and we're going to use a little tomato bouillon. And basically going to ground this, brown this ground beef up. That's tough to say. And we're going to stuff it in this tomato, and then we're going to put shredded cheese on top.
More of that diet plan.
Yeah, we're going to set it in the grill and turn the lid down for about 2 or 3 minutes and just melt that cheese, pull it out, and then we're going to top it with the shredded lettuce and some chopped tomatoes and a little dollop of low-fat sour cream.
So you got chopped tomatoes on your tomato. Your tomato is your taco shell, if you will, in this, right?
Yes.
Right. You're not using any...
You're just going to take a... You could use red peppers if you wanted, but you're just going to have enough little red dice something on there to add to the lettuce. It's,
all right.
Just
color
finish
it up a little
off.
Bit.
Yep.
Yeah. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're kicking off 2019 with a little bit healthier barbecue, Bob and Jop. I'll get on the wagon. I'm just not there yet.
And,
I'm just still enjoying the leftovers from the New Year's cooking that I did. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. Be happy and healthy out there, and we'll talk with you next week.
So nice.